For the benefit of the people who will be looking at book two of the Edcath, there are one or two printer's errors there, and I would ask the pipers to look at bar five, that's the first note of the second line of the piece. You have a 32nd grace note on F there, that should be a dotted 16. Well, there was no denying the fact I was in the office there when the telephone rang. Anyhow, bar 5 should be a dotted 16th at the first F. Like this. Written the same as bar 2. Actually, the first four notes should be written the same as bar 2. Okay. Now, in the second measure, we have, a little something here and there. We'll have a look. In the second measure here, in bar 1, on the right foot, we have a 32nd C, which should be dotted. That should be the other way. Okay. If you look at bar 3, you will find the very same phrase here. So you should dot that C. The engraver who worked on this book was an organ player, a theatre organ player, so enough said. Anyhow, you should have a dot on that C. And then, following there, should be a D. The engraver put in a double E there, which doesn't sound too good. This is the start of bar 6, or the ending of bar, beg your pardon, bar 5 going into bar 6. The ending of bar 5. Okay, that should be a D. Low A, E, C, going on to a D, and then into E. Now, entering the second time, they have written a shake on E, which is quite correct, but since I've heard it played over a few times, I would rather have a shake on the C. That's in the second time to the second measure. That's your own preference. Now, in the third measure, we'll check that out for you. Remember when you're playing this with your band that you pull both low A's here. Okay, we seem to have got through the second measure, the third measure, okay. Now the last measure. Pull that second high G there. Thank you. Well, good or bad, there you have the bits and pieces that you asked on tape, Billy. And I hope they will suit the purpose for what you have asked them.